Okay. So, and then finally, we'll talk about how we can actually implement a supervisor that runs on Intel TDX. Okay, just very briefly about me. My name is Tom Dorman. My main day job is I do firmware development, but I also develop a lot of other stuff in my spare time, and I also do a lot of security research, as Joe alluded to. I really like writing Rust code, and I also really enjoy writing like low-level kernel development stuff. So like writing kernels, bootloaders, all that sort of low-level hardware stuff. Just one quick note, all opinions presented in this talk are my own and not those of my employer or any of my previous employers. You know the drill. Okay, so on a very high level, what is Mushroom? The basic idea behind Mushroom is to have workloads that transform inputs into outputs and then have the integrity of all of that protected. So we don't want a potentially malicious hypervisor or any other entity to mess with the input, the workload itself, or the output then. And the way we do this is that we use virtual machine-based confidential computing technologies. For example, initially AMD SCV SMP, but in this talk I'll actually present how we actually ported that to Intel TDX as well. Okay, and so, for example, one motivating use case for this, and also the primary use case I had in mind with this, was to implement a trusted compiler cache. So, usually, as you all know, compiling code is a fairly complicated and processing intensive process, and if you want to cache that, that could potentially save a lot of energy. The problem, though, then, is that if there's a malicious party that injects malicious data into that cache, you suddenly can't trust the data in there anymore and you might potentially get infected. And so in those cases, we want to protect the integrity of the actual input file, and we want to protect the integrity of the actual workload, which in this case might be, for example, GCC, and we also want to protect the integrity of the actual built and compiled binary that we get out in the end. And so those are exactly the entities that you could, for example, use with Mushroom. The output will then be the output file and also an attestation report. And there's another whole separate process where you can actually use the attestation report to verify that all the inputs and outputs belong together and that nothing was tampered with during all of those processes. One thing that's really cool about Mushroom is that usually with conventional confidential VMs, you have the workload directly exposed to the supervisor. The problem is that the workload is, in a lot of cases, by its very nature, very complicated. Usually it's like a whole operating system, it might be a Linux kernel or Windows kernel or something, but the point is that it's very large and that also naturally opens up a lot of places for potential attacks. What's special about Mushroom is that it places a third entity in the middle of those, which is called the supervisor, and the basic idea is that all data flows through the supervisor. So the hypervisor never has any chances to talk to the workload, and that reduces the attack surface for potential exploits a lot, because all data that ever passes to the workload is sanitized, and another nice thing about the supervisor is that it completely abstracts away all the confidential computing technology related stuff that's needed. So the workload doesn't have to care if it's running on AMD SCV SMP or Intel TDX. The supervisor just provides hardware-independent abstractions that the workload can then use. So to summarize, the supervisor acts as a sort of firewall and that protects the workload from the hypervisor. At this point, you might be asking, why can we trust the supervisor but not the workload itself? And the answer to that is that the supervisor is much, much, much smaller. So, on Intel TDX, it's a little bit less than 2,000 lines of code. On AMD SCV SMP, it's a little bit more than 2,000 lines of code. But either way, that's way, way, way smaller than the actual kernel that's used to run the workload, which is completely custom, but currently happens to be around roughly 31,000 lines of code. The supervisor is just much smaller, and so if someone wants to audit that system, The idea is that they just have to audit the supervisor. They don't even have to look at the workload per se. And so also if the workload evolves over time, that doesn't have to be re-audited. It's only the supervisor that has to be audited. And considering that the supervisor